The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rayshawn Blyden. You can check out our website at politicalbombshell.cf. Politicalbombshell.cf. Now, men will be men, boys will be boys, as I'm one. And we tend to make gay jokes from time to time. But I just gotta ask, when is it overkill? And I'm asking this because I've worked many places in my life. I mean, many, many places. But in all the places I've ever worked, this place that I work now, by far, overkill isn't even the word for how much gayness goes on there. These are grown men. Some have children. Some are married. Some are engaged. And some are, you know, have steady girlfriends. But damn, I mean, they are just pathetically with the gayness every day. Let me run you through a typical day. I'll go into work.
Hey, Ray, suck my dick.
What the hell? I don't, every day. I mean, if they did this once in a while, it's normal, you know. You know, just gay jokes, men acting stupid. But every day the same thing. Suck my dick. At what point do you say, what is going on here? Are you kidding me? Or you call on the phone and you can hear, I mean, oh, come on, people. You have to grow up. It's not even funny anymore. It used to be funny, but it's every day, Monday to Friday, there's no change at all. It's just ridiculous. Today, for instance, I get back in from doing my job, and I'm greeted by someone who's supposed to be a friend, but he's into this stuff. I don't understand. He has a girlfriend that he loves, and I don't understand why he's like this. I don't know him from before because I met him through the job here, so I don't know if he was always like this or he picked it up when he got here, but it's just ridiculous. He comes up to me and he goes,
yo, Ray, if your dick was long enough, would you suck your own dick?
So irritating, so annoying. And you can see all the other ones just standing around giggling like they want to hear what I'm going to say. It's just, I'm and the more they I think they know that I'm conservative and I'm a Christian, and they just try to push my buttons with these hypothetical gay questions or transgender questions. They know that it just bothers me, and so they do it on purpose. I think, but it's just not me. They do it to everyone. So I don't know that that's even the reason that they just like doing this. But anyway, I didn't forget where I was. So I just immediately just stopped him as he was going to ask again. I said, I don't answer hypothetical questions. And I just walked away. It's just ridiculous. Then he goes,
whoa, yo, are you mad at me? We supposed to be boys.
I'm like, oh my God, just get away from me. I don't want to answer your stupid questions. It's just stupid. I don't make. And then he'll come back with, he said, what the hell did he say? Showing me pictures. And I know it was a transgender because he showed me a video before. He's like,
yo, Ray, check out this hot babe. I was like,
I just knew it wasn't. I said, that's not a girl. That's not a girl.
So he said, keep looking.
So all of a sudden, you see her big slong at the end. I was like, do you get a kick out of this? Does this make you happy? What the hell is this all about? I mean, every day, oh, I can't deal with this. It's just like crazy. No matter what you say, then you have the night crew. They're just the same. Some of them, you go there and you say, no matter what you say, no matter what comes out of your mouth, oh, I'm tired.
Oh, why are you tired? What you been doing? Oh my.
Just grow up. Come on. I just don't understand how it's just so out of control. We have one gay guy that works there. And he don't even get in on these things. I don't know if he likes them or what, but he don't participate in it. It's all the supposed straight guys who are every day just acting like this. Like I said, it's men will be men, and we from time to time tell inappropriate gay jokes and jokes about women and stuff like that, but every day, and I'm not even over exaggerating, every day it's something to do with a dick. Like today as well, he comes up to me, because I hear them, you know, they're talking, going around telling everyone the same hypothetical question. We have this one guy, how can I put it? There's no nice way of putting it, but he stinks so bad. And he told me out of his own mouth that he would go home in his uniform, go straight to bed, wake up, and come right back to work in the same uniform. So this is a guy that doesn't wash his rectum, to put it nicely. So and when he lifts his armpit up, flies fall over and die, type of shit. So so they're going around asking everyone, saying, "Yo, if Fly Killer comes up to you, and he said, 'Yo, I'll give you $10 million if you suck my dick, or if you lick my ass,' which one are you doing?" And everyone is laughing and saying, "Oh, I'm gonna suck his dick." Everyone's going around. So he started to come up to me again. I just looked at him like, "I'm not going to answer your stupid hypothetical questions. It's just stupid, and I'm not playing your game." That's when he was like, "Yo, you mad at me, yo? I'm not playing along your stupid jokes." Every day it's gayness. It's just so flamboyantly it's horrible just having to listen to this stuff every day. It's stupid. Why can't you just be professional? Like I said, if it happened once in a while, but every day, I'm not even exaggerating, every day it's a dick and ass joke. Oh, man. You know, it's just ridiculous. I don't understand where these people... I don't understand why they do it every day. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, are they really straight? Maybe they're what's the homoflex, or I don't know the words, homo, bi, I don't know what the hell the languages are, but it's I think it's overkill. I mean, if I was like the other gay guy, I'd be honestly, whoever the LGBT use, like, you know, like how blacks, like how we sometimes go to the NAACP, whoever the LGBT, if I was the gay guy, I would be going there, because it's just like so much overkill. It's like, all right, guys, can you shut up already? How many dick and ass jokes can you tell in one month? Don't answer. They never stop. That's the answer to the question. It's ridiculous. It's like, oh, if I had a, you know, like how they say, if you had a dollar for every gay joke, I would definitely, and I'm not even, I would be a billionaire. That's how much they do it. It's so overkill, so over the top. And I think they bother me because they know that I'm a conservative Christian, and they know that I don't want to hear this stuff or participate in it. And I try to keep away from them. I'll walk away, but they keep like blocking me in. I literally locked the door. While I was checking my work in, I locked the door so they walk around through another door just so they could bother me and harass me with these gay jokes. It's stupid. I don't want to hear this stuff. And I could hear some people saying, "Oh, what are you, homophobic?" It's nothing to do with being homophobic. It's just stupid. The jokes are not even funny, and they're not jokes. It's why would you ask someone stupid hypothetical questions about licking ass and sucking a dick for $10 million. That's not even funny. It's stupid. And then they told one person, they got to go and tell everyone about it, ask everyone their opinion. What do they get out of it? It's just, and then showing me videos of transgenders, knowing I don't want to see that. He knows exactly that I just don't want to see this kind of thing. It's just not my cup of tea to see these things. But he tried to, it's like, they try to, you know, like how some people try to impose their will on you. Well, that's what they do. They try to impose their will upon me, and I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to go along with it. So that's just how I feel. I'll be right back.
Welcome back to Political Bomb Show. I'm Rayshon. So, yeah, this is just really a topic that's pretty much how I am. And it's bad. It's not a good way to be. Is that you let things build up and up and up and up and up. And then finally, you just explode. It's a really, really bad way to be. But it's how long has this been going on? Oh, I don't know, from since the beginning. So that's almost 10 years. Almost 10 years. And finally, I just had enough because I just don't want to deal with it. It's just so adolescent and so childish. I mean, yeah, you're dealing with a 24, 25-year-old. I don't know how 24, 25-year-olds are of this generation versus when I was. Because a 24, 25-year-old, when I was growing up, we were more mature. But a 24, 25-year-old now, they're probably a lot less mature, especially if they're living at home with their parents. They're a lot less mature than we were. When we were growing up, when we finished high school, 18 years old, we wanted to be out and be on our own. But not this generation. They want to stay there until they're 40 if they can. It's ridiculous. But yeah, it's just so annoying. And I think, like I said, they know it annoys me and they know how my values are. And I think that's why they try to keep pushing my buttons. It's like you keep trying to, you know, like you just keep poking someone and poking someone and poking someone until they finally react. That's not what I feel that they're doing. They just keep poking me and poking me and poking me. It's just ridiculous. Now, if I said that there, they would be like, oh, what do you mean poking? Poking with what? My dick? You know, it's so stupid. They make no sense. It, no matter what you say there, it leads to a dick, no matter what. It's so damn, I don't even know what the word is. It's ridiculous. But I'm just curious to know, is this men? I don't want to hear from the women, actually, obviously. But men, do you work somewhere or have a group of friends that's all you guys do is just tell jokes like this? Because maybe I just don't know. Maybe I'm out of touch. Maybe I don't know about the new generation. Maybe this is a new generational thing and I just don't know about it. I'd like to know. Leave me a voice message here and let me know that if I'm out of touch or not. I mean, it's so bad. We have a female that works with us and even she gets in on these gay jokes too. It's like, really? Are you kidding me? It's that bad. And like I said, I just try to just walk away because I'm not going to engage. And I'm not going to, I'm not going to, give in to peer pressure and start doing what they do just because they want to be like that mean that they're going to try to turn me into that. I just want to go to work, do my work, and come home. Now, I'm not just saying that, I don't want to have some fun. But, I mean, come on, this just... so overkill. Am I talking to myself? Can anyone relate to what I'm saying here? Or am I just blowing it out of proportion after 10 years of hey, suck my dick. Love me, I love you. Am I out of touch or what? I mean, I don't know. Oh, good Lord. I don't know. When you've never worked anywhere like this and you just, it sticks out, it stands out every day. Every day you hear it, every day. Then they wonder why when they call you up and text you, yo, you want to hang out? I don't think so. Because my feeling is, if this is the way that they are, I'm not going to hang out with someone like that. All I got to listen to that all day. It's just not going to happen. Unless it's possible that you have two different personalities, you're like that at work because you're given into the peer pressure or the environment that people are like that at work. So therefore, you do it at work too. But when you're not at work, you're different. In that case, I still don't want to hang out with you because you're weak. Because if you're going to give into peer pressure just because everyone around you does that you have to do it, I'm not gonna hang out with a weak-minded person. I'm not weak-minded, and so I don't want to be around weak-minded people. You know, you're judged by the people that you hang out with. I'm certainly not gonna hang out with any weak-minded people to drag me down to their level. Now you're saying, well, why could it not be that I force them up to my level? That's possible too, but I don't want to be around anyone that's just gonna just try to bring me down to their level. I have goals and I've you know, because I've been staying strong and keeping with my goals, good things are happening. I am moving up, and like my credit, for instance, I've definitely matured throughout that because I was horrible, and I learned that lesson. And now my credit is good. Now all I want to do is go for excellent. I don't want to stop at good. I want to be excellent. So I'm not gonna you know, go backwards. So that's just my feeling on it. It's overkill. I could see once in a while, but no, it's overkill when every day you're there. There's a dick joke, a gay joke. You call for help. There's moaning. There's I love you, and there's not. You know, it's too much. It's like too much for anyone to take. You just gotta roll your eyes. I mean, I remember one time I made the mistake of putting my phone on speaker with customers around, and you hear moaning in the background. I had to take it off a speaker real fast. I mean, it's not even professional, number one. It's dangerous and it's not professional. And it's just I was so embarrassed. I mean, the customer laughed, but it's just not, it was so embarrassing that I felt so awkward. So I don't even bother putting the phone on speaker anymore. It's just, I'm not going to put myself in that position. It really bothers me that they just want to harass me with this stuff just because they know that I have my values and I don't want to listen and engage in this stuff. Now, yeah, I could probably go to management and complain, but management may just as bad, if not the same. So why bother? I just try to just ignore it and handle it the best I can. But that's just me. So thanks for listening to my rant. This was more of a rant, not more than a rant. And the next show I will talk about other topics other than this, but I just had to get this out of my system because it was really just annoying. I just didn't want to have to listen to this. And then they wait for me and then walk out as I'm going to my car just because they don't want me to be mad at them. If you don't want me to be mad at you, stop doing things to make me mad. You know I don't want to engage in your jokes like this and putting me in, and showing me transgender pictures. I don't want videos. I don't want to see that stuff. It's not even funny to me, and it's just stupid. It's adolescent. It's not what I wanted to engage in. So anyway, like I said, visit the website, politicalbombshow.cf. And until next time, stop with the adolescent jokes. Political corruption, infiltration, a new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.